Marlins, it would have been insane to chance rising into view. Slowing his chopper, a beefy biker with a crew cut pulled something from within his jacket and tossed it at them.
Grand!
Jack fanned his magnum. As the ball arched into the sky, Dean tracked it with his Mossberg, patiently waiting. As the Gren reached the apex of its arc and slowed, he fired. The charge detonated, slapping them with a powerful concussion. He dropped the exhausted shotgun and threw his Browning high-power blaster.
Hot pipe! If that had been AP, the shrapnel would have aced the lot of us!
Every blaster spat flame at the muscular biker, but he turned tail and took off into the distance.
Excellent. One less to fight.
Doc's back to the tank for protection, the Lamar 44 boomed at the attackers. Ricochets zinged off the composite armor hull, and the man flinched as a line of blood appeared along his cheek.
Unless he's going for more grins, that's what I'd do.
His Steyr SSG-70 blasted hot lead death at a giant biker who was raising a spiked baseball bat. The big steel-jacketed slug went clean through the man, wounding a bald rider behind him in the chest. Carter shot again and missed.
There's too many, and they're too bastard fast. Let's finish this now.
Struggling to regroup, the remaining bikers retaliated with their machine pistols, posing the tank. Somebody inside the vehicle touched off the rear 40mm cannon, adding their destructive bid to the battle zone. Blood pooled around burning wreckage. Jagged pieces of wrecked bikes covered the concrete and threatened to trip the friends at every step, and the bikers maintained a constant fusillade of incoming rounds. Ryan shouldered his long blaster and drew the Sig Sauer. The silenced 9mm pistol coughed, and a motorcycle fuel tank burst, covering a biker with gasoline that ignited as it dripped upon the hot engine. Running amok, the human torch screamed at the top of his lungs. His companions wheeled uncaring past the torch, and then mercifully, his ammo clicked off and killed him. Inside Leviathan, Christie rammed AP shells into the front 75mm recoilless rifles. She yelled at the floor.
JB, how you doing?
The big blasters couldn't traverse or swivel, only elevate. But if the bikers got stupid and slowed in front of the tank, they would never know what hit them.
JB! Hey, JB!
There was no answer. Leaving the Vulcan, Mildred moved to the closed hatch on the floor, not daring to open it for fear of who might be on the other side.
John, you okay?
Silence. Outside, a black dart riding a column of flame streaked past Leviathan to violently impact on the distant highway, concrete and asphalt forming a geyser.
They got a bazooka!
Backtracking the most likely trajectory, Ryan saw a distant figure crouching on top of a truck, a long tube in his or her hands. The one-eyed man forced the sounds of battle from his mind, concentrating on the task at hand. Closing a hatch on the end of the long tube, the figure stood and raised it to his or her shoulder. Ryan instantly emptied the Sig Sauer, riding the bucking 9mm rounds into a tight cluster. For a moment, the figure seemed unaffected, then took a step backward, dropped the weapon, and tumbled off the truck.
Not anymore.
Ryan rammed a fresh clip into the blaster. In that part of any warrior's mind that remained cool during any battle, Ryan noted it was his last loaded clip. 15 shots, and he'd have to grab something off the ground. There was a sawed-off nearby, but he didn't trust the ammo. Suddenly, a riderless motorcycle soared over a pile of rubble, flying straight for the motionless Leviathan. A sputtering fuse dangled from its lumpy saddlebags.
Kamikaze!
The recovered Thompson chattered non-stop in Amanda's grip. Weapons cracked the airborne assailant, and the booby-trapped bike detonated into a fireball, shrapnel raining on the prow of the tank. A handlebar and seat slammed off the iron-barred rib as a red-hot piston smacked into the hardened windshield, sending out cracks, but not quite bursting through.
Not want this hole anymore.
Jack reloaded his blaster without looking. Snapping the cylinder shut, he took off at a run.
Get Bazooka. Cover!
Go!
Dean rammed in a fresh clip. Careening over the bodies of their fallen comrades, the bikers stubbornly maintained the attack on the tank. One of the tires went flat, then another. Brutally, Leviathan was pounded under a hail of bullets and grins as the hull was ruthlessly probed for a weak spot. Crouching behind the smoking ruin of a dead bike for cover, Ryan watched the motorcycles circle the tank like coyotes closing on a wounded animal. They were outgunned and outmanned at this point, but refused to leave. He could feel it in his bones. The Sons of the Knife had something more planned. safely masked by the clouds of smoke in front of Leviathan. The gang stopped for a second, a scruffy fellow passing out packs of grayish clay to the others. Shaped charges of C4. A horn beat, and the bikers turned to see a beautiful redhead in the driver's seat behind the cracked windshield, just as the twin 75mm rifles spoke in unison. The volcanic hellstorm of AP shotgun rounds blew the attackers off their bikes. Reduced to mincemeat, unrecognizable chunks flew everywhere, and the riddled two-wheelers spun away as engines burst into flames and fuel tanks exploded. Wary of shrapnel, the friends converged on the site and did a clean sweep of the wounded survivors. In seconds, it was done. The bikers lay sprawled on the ground, pumping out their lives into the weeds. Holstering his 9mm blaster, Ryan reviewed the battle zone as he reloaded the empty clip of his Steyr from the loose rounds in his pocket. Four tires on Leviathan were only rubbery tatters, and the tank was listing to starboard some, but nothing serious. Spent brass covered the ground, making walking treacherous. Acrid smoke from the burning bikes was probably the only thing keeping the Stingwings away from the mangled bodies. He could see them circling overhead, waiting for the first opportunity to begin their feeding frenzy. Retrieving the shotgun, Ryan knocked on the side of the hull with the stock.
Hey, JB! You alive?
A greasy hand came into view, and the hatless armorer crawled out. Struggling to his feet, JB dusted himself off with dirty hands.
Well, it's done. We have a working transmission again.
What took so damn long?
Where the hell's my hat?
It was found and returned, basically intact. The armorer straightened the rumpled brim and pulled his fedora into its accustomed locale.
What took so long? You ever try a repair job in the dark, upside down, with bullets flying by? Besides, I had to take care of something in case we got captured by those rad-licking scums.
With a clank, the bolt on the side hatch was released, and the hatch slid aside, revealing Mildred, medkit in hand.
Anybody hurt?
She exited carefully.
Just them.
Mildred surveyed the carnage.
Better them than us, but still a waste of life.
Mildred hopped to the ground, then walked over and handed Doc a foil pack containing a moistened towelette from an MRE pack.
Clean that cut. Don't want an infection, do you?
Doc accepted the towelette with a grateful nod. Busy working the bolt of her Thompson to clear a round jammed in the ejector, Amanda jerked up her head at those words and openly stared at the stocky black woman. A sharp whistle came from the weeds. Ryan answered, and Jack returned with a stovepipe-style bazooka in his grip and a canvas sack full of bulky rockets slung over his shoulder. He deposited the booty inside Leviathan.
How did they find us? Been following us or what?
Dean sat on the step of the tank. Even though it was partially depleted, his ammo vest weighed a ton. He was bone-tired, but had no intention of showing the fact. Ryan rested the butt of the long blaster on his hip.
I think they live here.
Ryan studied the bullet-riddled vehicles of the rest stop. The destruction was widespread. Doc tossed away the soiled towelette. He winced slightly as the air hit the alcohol in the scrape.
Lived. Past tense, my dear Ryan, past tense.
In ruins?
Sure. Fuel in the underground tanks, spare parts by the ton, and plenty of space to hide lots of folks inside the bigger trucks.
Amanda wheeled over her BMW.
That makes sense. That way they could safely hide and decide who they'll hit and who can pass.
Dean reclaimed his Mossberg. A swipe of a cloth removed some human remains from the barrel.
Decide? Why wouldn't they hit everyone who stopped? If they ambushed everybody, soon nobody would stop here, and what's the point? Gotcha. Yes, very clever.
Amanda kicked down the stand.
Hey, Ryan, what about those bikes?
Mildred indicated several of the more intact motorcycles.
Couple of them seem in good shape.
Christy stepped into view.
Might make fine scouting craft, and good escape wags.
Dean rose wearily, ready to do his share of the work.
We could strap them to the outside of Leviathan. We have the mounts.
So we do.
Ryan ran a calloused hand over the stands installed by the Coldhearts from the redoubt.
Okay. We use the drive chains of the busted cycles to secure the serviceable bikes.
Doc, Jack, guard duty. I'll be on the infrared.
The decision made, two functioning motorcycles were firmly attached to the hull of the tank.